CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 14th of October 2018. This is GB2RS. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB past president GI3KYP silent key. VHF contest consultation now on. And do you want to activate GB18 YOTA? RSGB past president Alexander Davidson Patterson OBE FIEKIGI3KYP died on October the 10th, 2018, peacefully at home, surrounded by his family, better known as Barney. He was the RSGB president in 1967. Barney travelled widely during his presidency and, amongst many other achievements, oversaw the purchase of 28 Little Russell Street, London, as the then new RSGB headquarters. Also holding the call sign EI4BC, he served as president of the Irish Radio Transmitter Society in 1971 and 72, the only person ever to have held both posts. His funeral is on Monday at 1 p.m. in Roselawn Crematorium. Our thoughts with his family and friends at this difficult time. The RSGB Contest Committee has opened the 2018 edition of the RSGB VHF Contesting Consultation for comments at www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/VHFCC2018 to help set the rules for 2019. They are specifically looking for your views around the AFS contest, FM activity contest, possible new MGM contests, Christmas cumulatives, 432 megs low power and SHF UK activity contests, but are also really open to hearing your broader views about what's right and where you think things could be different. The survey closes at midnight on Sunday the 29th of October. This year, the RSGB has secured the call sign GB18 YOTA for the December YOTA month event. Clubs, groups and individuals from all over the country are needed to set up stations and host the call sign over the 31 days of December. The RSGB is particularly looking for stations with a passion for running events aimed at engaging youngsters in the hobby. So if you think your club or group is up for the exciting challenge of hosting young people and operating a special event station, please see rsgb.org/YOTA-month for further information and application details. For any questions, email yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for applications is Monday the 29th of October. This year's Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet take place from the 19th to the 21st of October. About 1.8 million scouts will be participating from around the world. Some 20,000 licensed amateur radio operators put 12,000 radio stations on the air. Over the weekend of the 20th and 21st of October, Hartlepool ARC will be among the many stations joining in. Using GB0TVS from the Hartlepool Scout Centre, Stockton Road in Hartlepool, they plan to be active on HF, SSB and CW, plus VHF, UHF, FM. A full programme of activities run jointly with leaders from Tees Valley Scouts will enable local scouts to obtain the Cub Communications Activity Badge. The 3rd Limerick Scout Group will also participate using the call sign EI1K. Further details, see www.jotajoti.info. The National Association of Icelandic Radio Amateurs has announced that access to the 70 megs bands in Iceland has been extended to 20.250 megahertz. Also, applicants are now granted a 2-year licence. This new frequency extension means that Icelandic radio amateurs can now make full use of the international calling frequency at 70.2 MHz. Access is still granted on a secondary basis with a maximum bandwidth of 16K and a power limit of 100 watts. An International Space Station school contact has been planned between Alexander KF5ONO and a school in Belgium. The event is scheduled for Tuesday the 16th of October at approximately 12:04 UTC The conversation will be conducted in English and German. The contact will be direct operated by ON4NOK, and downlink signals will be audible in parts of Europe on 145.8 MHz FM. However, plans may be disrupted by last Thursday's failed Soyuz launch. The Isle of Wight Radio Society will be active at the Noel Turner Physics Festival on the 18th of October at Cowes Enterprise College on the Isle of Wight. The club will be explaining about the use of satellites by radio amateurs and schools supporting young people to learn about science, technology, engineering and maths, and the important part amateur radio can play in this. The club has also arranged for the FunCube satellite, AO73, to beam a greetings message saying greetings to all at the Noel Turner's Physics Festival, Cowes, Isle of Wight. The event is to be open to the public from 4 to 6pm on the 18th. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 14th of October, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally will take place in the Floral Hall, Hornsey, HU181NQ. Doors open at 10am, admission £2 under 14s free. There's a trade stand, bring and buy, run by Hornsey ARC, and an RSGB bookstall. Hot and cold food is available in the cafe. More from Les 2E0LBJ, 01377252393. The Holsworthy Radio Rally takes place today at Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy in Devon. EX226JD, there'll be traders, bring and buy and catering. Doors open at 10am. More information from Howard, M0MYB, by email to holsworthyarc@gmail.com. The Carrickfergus ARC Rally will take place next Saturday, the 20th of October, at Downshire Secondary School, Downshire Road, Carrickfergus. Doors open 11am. All are welcome. More from Liz, MI6GHA, by email to Elizabeth Ford, with an E on the end, figure 64, at yahoo.com. On the 21st, the Gala Shields Radio Rally will take place at Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX, or I think that TD13JX. Doors open at 11:45, with disabled visitors access at 11. There will be traders bring and buy refreshments available on site. Admission £2.50. The British Railways ARS is holding its AGM at the Brunswick Inn in Derby on Tuesday the 23rd of October. BRARS members are invited from 11am for an informal meet and greet and chat. The formal AGM starts at 1:15. For details, go to www.brars.info and follow the link from the front page. To get your event into Radcom or GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We need to know at least 3 months in advance to get the information into Radcom. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Look for P4-NN5E and P4-NT5V to be active from Aruba, IOTA SAO36, until the 19th of October. They'll be operating CWSSB Ritian FT8 on 10 to 80 metre bands QSL via logbook of the world or home calls. Philippe F1DUZ will be active as FG4KH from Guadeloupe, NA102 from the 16th of October to the 9th of November. He'll be operating SSB and FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via logbook of the world, EQSL, or to F1DUZ either direct or via the bureau. Shiga, JH1GNU, CAS. Haru, GA1XGI, will be active as EA9 stroke call sign from Melilla between the 16th and the 22nd of October. He'll operate mainly CW and FT8 on various HF bands, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via JA1XGI. EI1ACPIA1DVY, EI7FTRE, B7DX, and HH2JR, and HH2MK. Do we really need all these call signs? Will be active as 4Victor7 radio from Haiti, NA096, between the 19th and 29th of October. They'll operate CW, SSB, and RITI, and FT8 on the 160 to 6 metre bands QSLEB7DX. Tony, G2NF, Nigel, G3, TXV, and very many others will be active as VK9 XG from Christmas Island, OCO02, between the 17th and 30th of October. They'll be operating CWSSB, FT8D Expedition mode, and perhaps RITI on 160 to 10 metre bands with four stations, QSL via Logbook of the World Club, Logs, OQRS, or G3TXF. Scarborough ARS will be operating GB2YMR at Pickering War weekend today, the 14th of October, from the North Yorks Moors Railway Station at Pickering. Operations will include some modern and military radios, warm welcome extended to all visitors and those they contact on the air. We're very happy to publicise your event on GB2RS in Radcom on the RSGB website. Details as before, radcom@rsgb.org as soon as possible. One condition in getting a special event call sign is that the station must be open to the public, so free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now for contest news, the Oceania DXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 0800 UTC today the 14th, using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Day the 14th, the IRTS 40-metre counties contest runs from 1200 to 1400 UTC, using CW and SSB and 7 MHz band. The exchange signal report serial number, EI and GI stations send their county. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80-metre autumn series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTX, it's got here, it means UTC, using data only, the exchange signal report and serial number. Thursday, the 70 MEGS FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC, using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all mode, 70 MEGS UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Both contests exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the Worked All Germany contest runs from 1500 UTC on the 20th to 1500 UTC on the 21st, using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange a signal report and serial number, German stations send DOK as well. On Sunday the 21st, the 50 megs AFS takes place from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC on the 21st of October, using all mode, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB second Rolo contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on Sunday the 21st, CW only, 3.5 megs band, exchange, and surprisingly a signal report and the rolling locator. Now the radio propagation report by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was not very good for HF propagation, with the effects of an enormous solar coronal hole and its associated high-speed solar wind, sending the K-index soaring. There were, however, some upsides. The initial positive phase of a geomagnetic storm saw maximum usable frequencies rise to more than 21 megs. During the afternoon and early evening of Sunday the 7th of October, these positive phases are very hard to predict, but it's always worth checking as a rise in the solar wind speed and pressure, coupled with a southwest-facing BZ on interplanetary magnetic field, can be signals that something is about to happen, often before the three-hourly K-index changes. The propagation charts at G0KYA.blogspot include near real-time output from the ACE spacecraft, which can show you the effects, or go to solarham.com, where you can also find the information. HF conditions this weekend may be again unsettled. Another large equatorial coronal hole is moving across the sun as the sun rotates and becoming Earth-facing on Thursday. This means we may well expect unsettled geomagnetic conditions from perhaps Saturday the 13th. According to NOAA, the conditions may again become unsettled on Thursday the 18th, all the way through to Saturday the 20th. Barring surprises, we will see no sunspots this week with the solar flux index around the 69 mark. Unfortunately, this will probably remain the pattern for the next months. Even though we're now in October, we are seeing more DX available when conditions allow. Kenneth TT8KO in Chad has been a strong CW signal on 15 metres at times, even though the E6YD expedition on the newer in the South Pacific has proved to be much more elusive for many. Now VHF and up, this is going to be much more autumnal week, with the best of the recent tropo having declined. That leaves us predominantly with low pressure near or just to the north of the British Isles, and at times rather windy weather, especially in the north of the country. Tropo will not be very likely next week, but there may be options for rain scatter perhaps, but we are not very convinced that this would be a major outcome. It's a good time to check the antennas. It's a good time to check the antennas before the winter gales become the norm, and perhaps to try your luck on VHF, UHF frequencies in case of any short tropo or rain scatter events. Why not make winter a resolution to learn Morse for the UHF and microwave bands, or perhaps set up your station for digital modes, where such QSOs can make use of the bands that may be dead or marginal to voice modes. The moon is at minimum declination tomorrow and apogee on Wednesday, so it's a poor week for EME, with short low elevation passes and high losses. October continues to produce meteor showers with the Eta Geminids, a small one peaking on Thursday, followed by the Orionids a week today, but neither are much to get excited about due to low meteor rates. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me with migraine, hence the strangeness of the meeting, a reading at time, for which I apologise. Until next week also. Bye.